Verse 15. For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Wherefore I beseech you, now catch this, be ye followers of me. For this cause I have sent you Timotheus, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways, which be in Christ as I teach everywhere in every church. Now it's clear here, there is a group from the house of Chloe that has sought or has gone to seek Paul to report these divisions and these contentions of these assembly of believers. They realize there are things that are not truth. There are things that are being shared that not are the truth. They are different from the things that Paul had taught them or had written to them or the gifts that they had saw that were revealed to them. These people were starting to believe in a different matter. So there was an issue here. We also saw that Paul had written that they were starting to follow other people and how they taught and what they taught. It was also clear that because of that, they were different than what Paul was teaching. So in the time that Paul had left till now, there were some away from the faith, you could say. They were away from the faith that was being taught. Away from the faith meaning that they are not in common or of the same mind. They were believing things differently. You had human viewpoint going on. You had corruption and probably caused from being what? Maybe unfaithful or even being conformed to what we know. Romans 12 verse 1 and 2 talks about being conformed to this world, not transforming your mind by the Word of God. That's how we transform our mind, by using the Word. And that's what was going on. So the house of Chloe went to Paul to confront these issues, and Paul is writing back. Now if you go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12. And in verse 12 through 14, you'll see what you could call a contrast, if you don't rightly divide, from what we just read. Because what did Paul say in chapter 4? He said, what? Be ye followers of who? Of me. Now we're going to read in verse 12 through 14. And we need to understand that there's things that are different, even though they may sound the same if you don't study your Word. Because in verse 12, the Apostle Paul says, now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were ye baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius. What's one of the issues here? What is he asking them then here? Are you following Paul? Are you following Cephas? Are you of Apollos? But he says in chapter 4, verse 14, to be followers of him, doesn't he? So you got to be careful as you read the Scriptures to know how to discern the truth of what he's meaning here. The issue here is the fact of following someone in the flesh. The problem with the people is they were more confounded and confused in the issue that they were following men in the flesh and not of the Spirit. And so the issue is if they thought more about Paul and who Paul was, without Paul's ministry and what he was sharing, that would be following Paul in the flesh and not Paul's ministry or his office that he was given. And there's your difference. It's just like in the past. You ever have anybody that comes up to you when you study Paul's letters and you understand that's where we get our doctrine from, is from Paul's epistles? Is it because of Paul? Or is it because of the message that was given to Paul? It's because of the message that was given to Paul was from God. But the issue is, you ever had anybody say, all you do is follow Paul, follow Paul, follow Paul. And a lot of times we turn around and say, look, all they did in the past was who did they follow? Followed Moses. But it was an issue of following Moses because he was the giver of the law. They had a physical ministry. And so there was a truth to them following Moses. But it was much different with Paul. And Paul, it was as if he was mentioning as though they were following him, as though Israel was following Moses. And that is not the way. That was not the issue. That was the problem here and in some of this. Now, many today will make comments towards the fact that they are followers of Paul. And how do we defend that when we're told that? We don't turn around and just say, well, you're either a follower of Paul or a follower of Moses. I had that attitude for a while. I had that kind of voice back for a while. We are told to follow Paul, aren't we? But here Paul makes the comment of a negative issue of following him, doesn't he? So there's two differences. The difference is that following of Paul, that we have the mystery of the gospel that was given to Paul for us. And there's a difference. The dispensation that was given him for all to be saved now. I want us to notice a few scriptures so that we can divide that to which Paul's talking about in chapter 1, verse 12, about following him in the flesh, and how we ought to follow Paul, and what he means by be followers of me, because we need to know. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, look at verse 16. The Apostle Paul says, "Wherefore I beseech you, be followers of me." Now that in chapter 1 and chapter 4 must be different. They were following Paul after the flesh. He wanted them, as in chapter 4, to follow him after his ministry. Notice the verse before 16. Verse 15 says, "For though ye have 10,000 instructors," who are they following? These instructors, and not the ministry, and not the gospel. You take 10,000 men, you know what? They're all going to teach different if they take anything out of context out of the Word of God. If they start believing, well, we do it this way, that's called denominations, by the way. Notice it says, "For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you," what's it say? Through the gospel. The issue of following Paul is only through the gospel and what the Word of God says, and not what he says away from the Word of God. In other words, as a teacher teaches, as a preacher preaches, as somebody shares the gospel, the issue isn't what he's telling you as an example. The issue is what he's telling you that the Word of God says. Now, we use examples and pictures so we can bring more of an understanding. But if the picture and the example becomes more important or entertains you more than your understanding of what the Word of God says, you're missing that is important. It's important that the Word of God and what it says is more important than saying, "Oh man, I love the way he drew that picture and the way I got that." You're not following man and the way that he can move you. The Word of God is what moves you when you get understanding. Does it make sense? And those things are important for us to understand, that it becomes the most important thing. And that's why Paul says, "I have begotten you through the gospel." Wherefore? Because of that. Because I've begotten you through this gospel. What's the gospel? It's the good news. What was that Paul preached about the gospel? The good news that Christ died for you. He forgave you of your sins. And at all costs, regardless, what you count on for your salvation is the fact of what Christ did. And you believe in that. You trust in that for your salvation. And nothing else. That was good news. Because before this, in the ages past, number one, Gentiles couldn't do it unless they came through the house of Israel. They became that of Israel. When Israel, for their faith, to save them in the times of refreshing, what did they do? It was a works. Since you believe this, then you do this. So it was a big deal. Wherefore, he says, follow me. Follow him by his flesh or by the gospel. So there's a difference that we see in chapter 4 and what he's complaining to them about in chapter 1. You've got to make that distinction when you're sharing. So, in saying that, is it proper when somebody says, "All you do is follow Paul," and do you have the attitude of, "Well, all you do is follow Moses"? I used to do that. No. The issue is to show them the truth of the difference of what God's Word says and not what you say. That's why when we respond to defend the gospel, that it's important you know the Word, because you know what changes people? Not how you say it or what you say, but what God's Word says. And so we need to defend these things. So that's why it's important for us to know. Paul was given an office. He was given a ministry. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. He never tells you follow him without giving you word of what for. And in 1 Corinthians 11, 1, what's he say? "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." Not apart from Christ. And that's what was going on in chapter 1. Go to 1 Timothy 1:16. "Howbeit for this cause, I obtained mercy, that in me first, Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting." It was the issue that you followed him because he was given what? The message. So what did you follow? Him in the flesh, or the message that he gave, or the message that he had? 1 Corinthians 14:37. "If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. But if any man be ignorant, let them be ignorant. What was the issue here? Paul or the things that he wrote? It were the things that he wrote. Here's another way you can defend the issue of why you follow Paul's office, his ministry, or his letters. Because if you don't, after Paul writes that, and you say it's important that we follow the law of Moses, then you make the Word of God a lie. Can't be both ways because they both preach different. They both had a different gospel. So you have to take one side or the other. If you mesh them together, then you're out of context. So the issue, there is a line that is drawn, a dispensation.